This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, Sarah Broussard, the organizer of the event at Rebecca Farm, will be here to preview this year's event, along with the National Young Rider Coordinator Diane Snow, who will be talking about hosting the FEI North American Junior and Young Rider Championships for eventing this year at the Kalispell, Montana venue. But we begin with a few items of news this week from the USCA. First of all, the US Equestrian Federation has approved three rule changes for eventing, which will take effect from September the 1st, 2017. One of those changes is permitted saddlery for dressage that involves bits. There is also a general rule for FEI competitions, which relates to the horse's welfare. And the third rule involves the marking of the course for cross-country courses. All of these rule changes are explained on the USEA website at useventing.com. And as we go to air this week, the Great Meadows International will be getting underway. That includes the FEI Nations Cup CICO 3-star at Great Meadows International, presented by Adequan, which takes place at the Plains in Virginia from the 7th through the 9th of July. And the U.S. team for this Nations Cup is Jenny Brannigan from Redick, Florida, riding Nina Gardner's Kambalda. Buck Davidson will be riding Sherry Martin and Carl Siegel's Copper Beach. Philip Dutton is riding Christine and John Norton's I'm So Ready. And Doug Payne will be joining the team with Debbie Crowley and Doug and Jessica Payne's Van Diver. And you'll be able to follow the competition on the USEA's website at useventing.com. Well, joining me now is Sarah Broussard, who is the organiser of the event at Rebecca Farm. And alongside her is Diane Snow, who is the National Young Rider Coordinator. Ladies, welcome back to the programme.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Well, let's start with you, Sarah, because we're seeing some big changes at the event this year. And that is, of course, the introduction of the North America Junior Young Rider Championship, which is taking a different format. You are being responsible now for the eventing component of those championships. So that changes the complexion for you at the event itself and increases the numbers, obviously, considerably. You had how many horses in the past and how many are you expecting this year?
Well, last year we ran just over 600 horses in the event itself, and then we had another 20 or 30 in the future and young event horse competition. And one of the things that was very important to us with the addition of the Young Rider Championships was to not take away our current entries. We didn't feel that it would be fair to our competitors to cut back those numbers by about 60. So we decided we would just add young riders on top. So we're looking now to be running between 660 and 680, which definitely created some scheduling problems. And to accommodate that, we have now backed up to including Wednesday as a full day and running the future and young event horse on Tuesday. So it opens up our schedule a little bit more, and we're actually running three full days of each discipline. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is all dressage. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have cross country. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have show jumping. So it's definitely a lot going on. And I think that the addition of young riders is absolutely fantastic. This is actually something I've been wanting to do for many years, but didn't really quite know how to get into it and didn't know if we were able to support all three disciplines the way that the Young Rider Championship used to be, including dressage, show jumping, and cross country or eventing all together. Dressage and show jumping earlier or last year decided that they were going to break off and become integrated with some other shows that were already going on. So it kind of left eventing a little bit in the lurch, a little bit as an orphan child. And we're very excited that we have included the orphan child into our family, and we're really looking forward to it. And I think that the young riders that come here are going to have a wonderful experience and really enjoy the kind of integrating into another event because of all of what Rebecca Farm already is, what the event already has with the numbers and the spectators and all of that. So I think it's going to be really exciting for everyone. It's definitely a different road for us, and I'm definitely learning a lot day by day, you know, and what we need to do. But I think in the end, it's going to be great.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the venue itself and the rest of the competition, but I want to come back to you, Diane, to you as the National Young Rider Coordinator. What does this mean to you, having the North America Junior Young Rider Championships at Rebecca Farm?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, because it has been broken off and it's now standing alone, it brings a different, just a different picture to the whole thing. I think the coordinators who coordinate all the areas within USEA are very excited about it. I think the riders are excited about it as well. I don't believe that many of them ever thought that they would have the opportunity to go to Rebecca Farm. So I think that the excitement is there. I know, as usual, the budgets are always an issue, and they have to figure out how to transport the horses, especially they're coming from Area 3 in Florida or something like that. But the good news is we have a full complement. The numbers are similar to last year. Canada is sending riders as well. So while it's a change, I think it's a positive change, and everybody's truly looking forward to it.
So as the organizer, Sarah, what kind of implications does this have? What did you need to provide for to accommodate them?
Well, we have run, you know, some FEI divisions in the past, and we will continue to run those. But this will be the first championship we've ever run. So there's some differences with actually going into a championship level and really trying to create the atmosphere that is required for the championship. But I think all in all, with what we've created here, we can accomplish that and really have the kids feel that they are at a true championship, even though it is integrated into a current event. We're still going to try to really create that championship feel for them, having a welcome party just for them, having an opening ceremony just for them. So really giving them some of the experience of a championship. And also, you know, having Canadians and Americans riding is phenomenal. And like Diane said, we are getting the, you know, just about a full complement. You know, when I was looking at the nominated entries, all areas are represented. So that's very exciting that those East Coast competitors are making the trip over. And we are very excited that they are and very excited to have them represented here.
Well, obviously, it's going to be a fantastic event in itself with having those championships added to the roster as well, though, Sarah. Talk about the logistics there for you, you know, with the venue that you have. Obviously, you have enough property, but what have you had to do differently and in terms of the competitions? And I think maybe let's start with all the different divisions that you will be hosting there this year.
Well, we run novice through the 3-star level, and including the novice and training 3-day, which are always very exciting. So adding the young rider divisions, we needed to create some championship cross-country courses. So they're not exactly the same as our concurrent FEI divisions. So I think the young riders will be happy with that, with the cross-country courses. And, you know, we created a separate stabling area for them. We have, you know, an entirely separate area for them with their tent where they'll be fed and with secured stabling. So I think that even though they're being encompassed in the whole thing, they still have a slight sense of individuality. And for us, like I said, we've never run a championship. So there are certain things involved with running the championship logistically, namely like food and things like that, that we've never had to deal with before. And we're kind of learning on the fly, especially since it was confirmed that we would have the championships just earlier this year. So we were a little behind the eight ball starting out with only having 6 months to prepare versus having a full year to prepare. But we have a great group of people here. Our team that runs the event is amazing, and I have no doubt whatsoever that the kids are going to have a grand experience, and our team is going to be there and create this wonderful experience.
Well, Diane, obviously, as the National Young Rider Coordinator, you're very familiar what those requirements are for Young Rider Championship. Sarah mentioned earlier about the welcome party. There's a lot of things that the young riders do that make those championships unique. Are you looking to do anything new and different, or just build on what's happened in the past? What are you most looking forward to about hosting the championships there?
I think we'll build on it just in the way that these kids will, their championship event will run alongside the bigger event as well. So they'll get to watch riders like Jenny Brannigan and Tammy Smith. And at the same time, those riders will be able to watch these young riders. So I think it's kind of a wonderful two-way street in that the fact that it's embedded in another event can be really positive because there's a lot of learning going on when you're watching. I think it's sad in one aspect that they don't get to watch the young rider show jumping and the young rider dressage, but I think that's replaced by the ability to be among all the other big guys, if you will. I think while there's not going to be a lot entirely different, I think the major difference is just that it's embedded in another event, and I see that as a really positive thing.
Sarah, just remind everybody about your course designers for this year. Who have you got, and will they be doing all of those courses, or do you divide them up because you've got so many tracks now?
Yeah, we do divide them up, and so Ian Stark is returning again this year as our main course designer, and he designs all the upper-level courses, the FEI courses, and the Young Rider courses. We also have Mark Grandia, who has designed the novice and training courses. And then Bert Wood is also involved with the novice training, the 3 days and prelim. So they all three work together, but ideally they have, you know, their separate courses, but the three of them work together to make it all come together out on the course. And then also something, you know, that comes with the Young Rider group is the mentor program, and having some of the young riders following officials and learning about the championships, learning about the behind the scenes. And so for those kids to see the magnitude of what's going on and be have the availability to work with so many different officials, I think is going to be really great for them as well.
Yes, we've covered that here on the program before, this mentoring program. Diane, do you have anything to add to that? Because it is a fabulous program. And just tell everybody how you select the young people that take part in that program.
Vicki Fine runs that program. She does an amazing job. It's near and dear to her heart. And it's quite a process. She has them apply, and she works with the area coordinators, and then they choose. I can't remember if there are four or five coming this year, but what's wonderful is they get to, they can follow the course designers, the TDs, the dressage judges. And it really, as Sarah said, it's a perspective that as a rider, you don't always get to see. So, and again, having it take place in an event that's of this caliber and this size, these kids are going to get a fantastic experience. And I'm a little jealous.
No doubt it will be a fabulous opportunity for them. Sarah, let me come back to you to talk about sponsorship and prize money and that sort of thing, because these are all big parts of the cogs in that big wheel and the machinery that you turn there, and you've built it to what it is today, as Diane said, a very prestigious event already. Talk a little bit, if you would, about those sponsors who will be part of the family this year.
Well, we, with the addition of Young Riders, we are bringing in some more sponsors that are specifically for the Young Rider Championships. Attaquan is a big one, Gotham North, Hodges Badge donates all of the awards for the Young Rider divisions. USCA is coming on as a big sponsor for the Young Riders. So, you know, we are adding to the family, and we love our sponsors. There's no way we could create this event and the magnitude that we do without the sponsors. And obviously another big part of that is volunteers, because they are sponsoring by giving us their time. So not only money, but time from the volunteers is very important. And it's nice to see our sponsorship base grow a little bit and to see that there are sponsors that want to support the Young Rider Championships, even when it is concurrent with another event. So I think that, you know, it's great that there are those companies out there that really think that the Young Rider Championship is an important thing. We have, you know, it's hard to go through all of the sponsors that we have for the event. Some of the big ones are, you know, the local hospital network here, Health Center Northwest. They're a big sponsor. We have a great working relationship with the college, Flathead Valley Community College, and they support us with lots of volunteers. They do a lot of the dinners here. They have a great culinary program at the college. We have a company, Torrent Industries, that sponsors the fun run that we have on Sunday. So, you know, there's so many. We have sponsors, the Summit and Whitefish Credit Union sponsored the Kids Zone at the trade fair. It's hard to list them all, and they're all at different levels, but every single one of them is very important to us. I can't forget, I actually forgot Howard Simpson in the Young Rider portion, and he has always been a champion for the Young Rider Championships, and to have him come forward with some sponsorship money as well as sponsoring, you know, giving us his time. He will be here. We call him the high five coordinator. And if you've ever spent any time with Howard Simpson, he is all about giving young riders high fives. And so having him around is really going to keep the morale up with the young riders. And I, when I competed as a young rider, I competed at Howard's Farm, and being there with him and his positive overflowing personality was amazing. And he does a very good job at making everyone feel very special. So we're very fortunate to have him come on as a sponsor as well.
Well, Diane, we heard from Sarah earlier about the competition schedule itself. So when are you expecting the young riders to arrive? Talk a little bit about the arrangements there for anyone that's listening who's hoping to be competing there as a young rider this year, maybe for the first time on a championship.
Yes. Well, the horses are coming in probably, some are coming early and I believe stabling off site. Some are flying, people are driving their own, and some are coming on big rigs coming from the East Coast. And Sarah, you can correct me, they're allowed on the ground Sunday morning?
Saturday afternoon starting at noon.
Saturday
is when
afternoon,
we open stabling.
Noon. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so some will be coming earlier than that and staying off the grounds just to get them acclimated. But yeah, it'll be a full week. And then I'm not sure how many are actually flying, but some are definitely flying in. So, it's going to be exciting.
And finally, Sarah, we can't let you go without talking about the Halt Cancer campaign. Come on, tell us. For those who have not heard about it before, and especially these young riders, young girls who may be attending, and this is an opportunity to educate them as to what you're doing with this campaign.
Yes, so Halt Cancer at X was an initiative I created a few years ago to raise money for breast cancer research and also to support some local cancer-centric programs that we have here in the Valley. We look to the competitors to help us raise money. We've done, there's lots of different avenues for the kids to get involved. They can collect pledges, which is, you know, that's something that we put out there for all competitors to collect pledges. And we recognize those that get the most money, those that have the most pledges. We may or may not, I'm not entirely sure if we're doing an auction this year. You know, there are some logistics involved in that, as far as what we can offer in an auction. And then, of course, there's the Halt Cancer Challenge, which is coming together quite nicely. At least at this point in time, it seems to be coming together quite nicely. And this year, I think our theme is going to be superheroes. So each of the participants in the Halt Cancer Challenge will choose to be a superhero, and we'll have two teams that are going to be competing against each other. So that'll be a little bit of a different format than what we've done in the past, but I have some very interested people that want to ride in it, and I'm not going to give away exactly who we have on the list, But I can guarantee it's going to be a good time and people will enjoy watching the challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun. I personally am looking forward to it. I've chosen my superhero. I know who I'm going to be. Again, I'm not going to give that away. But I have some sewing to do. I have to create this costume, I am definitely known for wearing my pink tutus, which I have worn the past 2 years we've done the challenge. I can't guarantee that there's going to be a tutu, but I can guarantee that it's going to be fun.
I knew there would be costumes involved, Sarah. So, Diane, I'm bound to ask you, Diane, do you have anything in mind how you're going to be costumed out for this event?
Oh, absolutely. No. I doubt I'm on the competitor list, but I'll be there rooting them on.
Absolutely. Well, finally, we should really mention one thing that, of course, has been turning over in the past few years, and a marvelous program there of grants, Sarah, that was initiated, the travel grants. And I know the application closed a few days ago for this and for those that are going to get some help to offset travel expenses to come to Rebecca Farm. Just talk a little bit about that process, if you can, so that anyone who's not familiar with this and now wants to make Rebecca Farm a regular stop for them, that this is a wonderful opportunity for them too.
Well, as you mentioned, there's two tiers of the grants, and the first tier are the travel grants, and that is to assist people to actually come to the event at Rebecca Farm, not only to compete, but to also have face-to-face interviews with our committee. And they need to come in and explain why they are deserving of the larger grant, what we commonly call the Big Becky grant. We have the Little Becky grants, and those are the travel grants, and then the Big Becky grant are the two that we award at the annual convention, one for an international level rider and then one for an upper national level rider. That it all starts with the actual interviews here at the event. And those are with the committee, and also, and on that committee include some of the previous winners of these grants. And they're really looking for those riders that have the talent as well as the discipline and the personality to hopefully move forward and in years to come be on international teams and represent the U.S. and be on the podium, get the U.S. up on the podium. So we're trying to cultivate that talent, at the upper level and help give those competitors just a little bit of boost to possibly, go to events that they may not have been financially able to go to before, or to travel into Europe and get the true international experience. So it's always very exciting to see those applicants. And it's also exciting to see previous applicants who have moved forward and are representing the U.S. on an international scale. So it's just really neat to see the progress of all of these competitors.
It certainly is. Lots of opportunities, as you said there, and lots of reasons to be attending the event at Rebecca Farm this year, hosting the North America Junior Young Rider Championships for eventing, and of course all the other divisions as well, and lots of great causes and opportunities to win grants. I want to thank you both, Sarah and Diane, for joining me this week. It is, of course, July 19th through the 23rd out in Kalispell, Montana, an event not to be missed. Ladies, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program and telling us more about it, and the very best of luck with the event this year.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
And we do have news that the USCA Foundation has announced the recipients of the 2017 Rebecca Broussard Travel Grants. And they are, in alphabetical order, Madeline Backus from Colorado, Andrea Baxter from California, Kirsten Buffermeyer from South Carolina, Anna Collier from Washington, Hallie Kuhn from Massachusetts, Ashlyn Dorsey from California, Ellen Doughty Hume, Texas, Molly Kinnaman from Pennsylvania, Emily Libby from California, as is Jennifer McFall, Hilary Moses from Pennsylvania, Emily Pesty Dimmitt makes it two riders from Washington State, Alyssa Phillips from Texas, and another Californian, Bunny Sexton, will join Maya Simmons from North Carolina and Erin Sylvester from Pennsylvania. So congratulations to all the recipients there of the Rebecca Broussard Travel Grants for 2017. And that is our episode for this week. Don't forget, if you are in the Virginia area, head over to Great Meadows International and support our team in the FEI Nations Cup. Be sure to check out the website regularly for news and updates at useventing.com, and you can also get updates as well as when the latest episodes of the podcast are available on our social media channels at Facebook and Twitter. This podcast is available for download to any podcast app from the iTunes podcast store. And you can also click on the link, of course, on our website at useventing.com and listen there. Until next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.